I noticed our code is looking a little unwieldy. Time for some currying. Currying. C-U-R-R-Y-I-N-G. Currying. Kind of hard to say. Currying does sound like the food, and I have to admit, part of the reason why I'm doing this word today is because I had Indian takeout very recently. I also saw the word currying on the Free Code Camp tutorials website. I happened to use that to brush up my web development skills, and currying came up when I was learning about functional programming. All right, that's a whole bunch of jargon. We don't have to learn about Indian food today or functional programming. I just want to talk about what currying is. It applies to computer science and mathematics. It's a way of reorganizing your functions or reorganizing your code or instructions. First of all, what is it exactly? Well, you know how in coding, or when you create a program or you create a function in a program, your program can get a lot of inputs. It might take in several inputs to produce an output. If making ice cream were a computer program, what are its inputs? The inputs might be milk, cream, sugar, and vanilla, for example. And the output would be vanilla ice cream. And you could make a computer program analogous to that. It takes in those inputs and it spits out ice cream. If a computer could really do that, that'd be amazing. But I'm trying to use an ice cream recipe as an analog or a metaphor for computer code. Well, that ice cream recipe that you put on a piece of paper takes in all four inputs. It tells you what you get out of it, but you could reorganize those instructions. You could reprogram those instructions a little bit. Maybe you don't have to get all of your ingredients or all of your inputs all at once to start working on it. Maybe you can split up your instructions a bit. Your first instruction might be to get your milk. That's it. You have one input. The input is just milk. You have one output, and the output is you get your cold milk, you know, into a pot. That's what we do to that input. That is so much easier than reading all of our ice cream instructions all at once. So we've now created one function, one simpler instruction that takes one input, one argument, and it was milk. Next, we create another function, or we create another instruction that says, create half and half. And that just means you take the result of our previous function, you take that milk that's in a pot, and you add in your cream, because half and half is half cream, half milk, and that's what we're doing. We're making half and half. So much easier to think about that. We now are going to create a third function or a third set of instructions, and its input is the sugar, because this third function is just to create, we're going to create sweet cream. And the sweet cream function continues on. It takes the half and half that we had earlier, and we input into that the sugar. All right, turn the page. We're going to create a fourth function now. The fourth function is create vanilla cream. The instructions to creating vanilla cream are just take the sweet cream you had and let's input vanilla. I really like those pods that are expensive with the fresh vanilla seeds. Well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to scrape that into our sweet cream, and now we output vanilla cream. All right, fifth and final function is churn vanilla ice cream, create vanilla ice cream. And in this function, it's real easy because the only input that it takes is the vanilla cream that we had. And we shove that into our ice cream maker, we churn it, and we're done. We get an output of vanilla ice cream. So currying is the process of breaking down a more complicated set of computer instructions, for example, and splitting it up into simpler sets of instructions that only take one input. Our original set of instructions said to take in four different ingredients, four different inputs, and do stuff to it. And it was kind of complicated, but we split it up into smaller sets of instructions. And each of those smaller functions kind of fed into the next one. We say that the output of one of those small functions became an input of the next function. This act of splitting up a function with a lot of inputs into a bunch of smaller functions can sound complicated, but it might have some advantages. Number one, some computer languages actually rely on functions that can only take in one input. For example, Haskell. That's a computer language that you have to have all your functions take exactly one input. You can't define ice cream by shoving in all your ingredients at once. You got to create those separate functions, taking in one ingredient at a time or one input at a time. Coincidentally, currying is named after Haskell Curry, and he's one of the guys that the language Haskell is named after. Another reason why you might do currying is just to help you organize your coding structure. Maybe your smaller functions, your functions that only take in one input, can be used as arguments for other functions. Now, I'm saying a lot here. Think about what I just said. It's like if you took your ice cream recipes, all right? Think about how we split up our ice cream recipe into four or five different functions. Well, that sweet cream that we made, you could use the output of that function and use it in another ice cream recipe. It doesn't have to be for vanilla ice cream. Take that sweet cream, the output of our sweet cream function, and shove it into another function to make strawberry ice cream. Or take that sweet cream function, take that output of that function, and shove it into another function to make chocolate ice cream. You don't have to rewrite an entire new ice cream recipe to make chocolate ice cream when you've got it right there. You just take the same functions you already wrote and use those in your other function for chocolate ice cream. So that could be a reason why you might do some currying in your code. Currying is not just a computer science principle, it's also a mathematical principle, because in math you can have functions as well that take in multiple inputs at one time, and you could try to split up those functions so that it's made up of a bunch of mini functions that take one input at a time. And it's really cool. I like to eat curry. I like to learn more about currying in math and computer science, and for that reason it is my engineering word of the day. All right, word lovers and engineering fanatics, thank you once again for listening to Engineering Word of the Day, hosted by yours truly, Pius. I would really appreciate your support for this podcast and other projects of mine. If you could donate on my Patreon, that would totally help me continue this show. Go to patreon.com/PiusLabs. Thanks. Hey, check out my new educational web app called Coordinates. It's for making math more musical. You can check it out at piuslabs.com/coordinates. That's PIOSLABS.com/CHORDINATES. How's that for spelling? Go to piuslabs.com/coordinates to try to hear what different graphs sound like on the piano. Thanks.